Hello?
Oh, hi, Chris. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh, good. Good to hear. I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment. So I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Actually, yes, there is. I don't have the card anymore. But I'm also in a spot right now where I don't know when I'm going to get back to work. I have, I've been down for 2 months, or actually closer to three.
I'm sorry to hear
my vehicle, my truck and trailer was sitting out in front of my house and somebody, smashed into it and totaled out the truck and the trailer. And we're fighting it in court because they're not trying, we're in a court battle right now trying to get everything paid for, because I didn't own those pieces of equipment. I was financing them. I'm not doing dumpsters right now, so I'd say if there's a way to do it, can we just can you give me 30 days to figure stuff out? Because right now I don't even know if I'm going to end up going back into this, because it screwed up my credit. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get financed again for another trailer. So I really don't know what's going on right at the moment. But yeah, I don't have the card. I don't have any of my credit cards anymore. I just did a debt consolidation and got rid of all my credit cards.
Okay.
So that's the reason why the payment didn't go through. Is there any way that we could touch base in 30 days and see what's going on? And at that point, this is basically month to month, right? I don't remember.
Well, here's the only issue there, Chris, is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed mm-hmm. to an automatic renewal each month on the 15th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $149 past due balance on the account. You can have some time with it, but what will happen on October 15th is that will reoccur to $298. So I wouldn't want you to stretch it out for the full 30 days, but if you could get it paid a little bit before then what I could do for you on the back end is once it's paid, we could go on what's called a seasonal hold, which means we could pause the October, November, and December payments. Hopefully by January, you get things squared away and you want to reinstate it. But if not, then you just call us and let us know and we extend the hold for you. But we can do those holds for up to 90 days at a time.
Okay. I'll be receiving because the dumpsters wasn't the only thing I was doing, but it was a big chunk of my income there for a while.
I bet.
I have a payment coming in from a construction job I'm running.
Okay.
At the end of next week, if we stay on schedule like we are, I should have money at the end of next week, so I should be able to call up there and give you guys another form of payment or something. But right now. Right now I can't do it. So
that would be perfect timing for you, you know, just to prevent the next month's bill. And like I said, we'll go on a hold afterwards, or, you know, you could even cancel it if you think you're not going to do dumpsters anymore, but I'm going to think positive and hopefully it all works out for you. And, you know, you get your truck and trailer back so you could go back and do it again, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll reach out to you guys next week after I got some money, and I'll get that paid and put it on hold for a little bit until I get this whole thing figured out.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll put a note in here too, and then I'll send you a fresh reminder that talks about the payment failing. But this one has my extension on it, which is 777. That way, okay. If you have any questions in the meantime or if anything changes, you can call me, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Bye.